What up, Bob?
Okay, guys.
What if he's not actually 7'4"?
We good?
Yeah, we good.
I don't think another intelligence agency in the world devoted the time and the budget to disguise like we did. Disguise became a form of body armor. In the spy museum, we call the mask a 5-second mask. They proved invaluable. You could change your ethnicity. You could change your gender. You could change your nationality. And if you needed to, you could actually become another person. Our mask had to be perfect in the car. When you got out of the car, you had to know without a mirror that you were good. The point of all of our masks was speed. An officer somewhere picks this thing up, just puts it on in 5 seconds, and knows that it's right. The masks were full-face latex masks. It allows you to furrow your brow. It allows you to squint your eyes. It allows you to speak.
You talked.
The specific mask we're talking about would fit just one person. The first thing we do is we make a face impression. If you've been to a dentist and ever had a dental impression, it's the same thing. It's just your face, not your teeth. So they would have added to his face. They could rearrange his face a bit and give him a new face that would fit perfectly over his real face. The mask is the culmination of a lot of work that we did at CIA over a period of, I'd say, 10 years developing that technology. It was a big challenge to come up with something that finally actually animated and worked to really fool a person closer than 3-4 feet from you. But we did. The fact that we're allowed to show it tells me the CIA have moved on. I don't know what they're doing. I shouldn't know. I'm dying to know, but I don't know.
Relax. You'll get to see it all later on.
So I'm proud to show people how good we got to that point and let them imagine. So what are they doing now?
Yeah, exactly. I wonder what sort of masks the CIA is using today. It amazes me whenever I bring up the fact that many celebrities are nothing more than a mask-wearing imposter. People will think, that's crazy talk. That's not possible. There's no such thing as a mask that someone can wear and pretend to be someone else and get away with it on television. No way. I've been saying it for years. I think President Joe Biden is a series of actors wearing a mask, and we get some CGI deepfake Joe as well. So if the CIA is using these masks and Hollywood is using these masks, that basically leaves every single celebrity, every political figure, every single puppet on the world stage. You have to ask yourself, is that a real person? Or is it an actor wearing a mask playing a character? You may be shocked to find out certain world-famous celebrities have not only been replaced, but they may have never even existed in the first place. And I would imagine by now that they have a mask for every single celebrity, politician, you name it, across the board. Anybody with any sort of influence whatsoever, you better believe there's a mask out there. And at any point, somebody else can put that mask on and pretend to be that person. So now that you know the truth behind these CIA masks, let's see if you can keep your eyes peeled and spot actors and celebrities wearing these masks now that you know the information. It should start to pop out at you. This is just another opinion from Jake the Asshole. Please like, share, and subscribe. And I will see you next time. Peace.